June 8 through 14th, Alma chapter 8 through chapter 12. Jesus Christ will come to redeem his people. Studying the scriptures invites revelation. So as you read Alma chapters 8 through 12, record the impressions of the Spirit as he teaches you from the messages of Alma and Amulek. God's work will not fail, but our efforts to help with his work sometimes seem to fail. At least, we may not immediately see the outcomes we hope for. At times, we might feel a little like Alma when he preached the gospel in Ammonihah, rejected, spit on, and cast out. Yet when an angel instructed him to go back and try again, Alma courageously returned speedily. See Alma chapter 8, verse 18. And God prepared the way before him. Not only did he provide Alma food to eat and a place to stay, but he also prepared Amulek, who became a fellow laborer, a fierce defender of the gospel, and a faithful friend. When we face setbacks and disappointments as we serve in the Lord's kingdom, we can remember how God supported and led Alma, and we can trust that God will support and lead us too, even in difficult circumstances. Ideas for personal scripture study, Alma chapter 8. My efforts to share the gospel may require persistence and patience. Even though someone may reject your testimony of the gospel, that doesn't mean you should lose hope. After all, the Lord won't give up on that person, and he will guide you in how to act. In Alma's case, an angel commanded him to return to Ammonihah to preach the gospel even though the people had already violently rejected him. See Alma chapter 8, verses 14 through 16. What do you learn from Alma's example of sharing the gospel despite challenges and opposition? Which verses in Alma 8 increase your desire to share the gospel? See also 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 30 through 32, Jeffrey R. Holland, The Cost and Blessings of Discipleship, Ensign or Liahona, May 2014. Alma chapter 9, verses 18 through 25, and chapter 10, verses 16 through 23. God judges his children according to the light and knowledge they have. When reading about the way the Nephites in Ammonihah treated the Lord's servants, it is easy to forget that they were once a gospel-living and highly favored people of the Lord. See Alma chapter 9, verse 20. In fact, part of Alma's message to the people in Ammonihah was that because they had hardened their hearts, despite being so richly blessed, their state was worse than that of the Lamanites, who sinned mostly in ignorance. What does this contrast teach us about how God judges his children? As you read about the great blessings God gave the people of Nephi, see especially Alma chapter 9, verses 19 through 23, ponder the great blessing he has given you. What are you doing to stay true to these blessings? What changes do you feel you need to make? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 3. Alma chapters 11 and 12. God's plan is a plan of redemption. The Book of Mormon prophets use a variety of names to describe God's plan for his children, like the plan of salvation or the plan of happiness. In Alma chapters 11 and 12, Alma and Amulek refer to it as a plan of redemption. As you read these chapters, ponder why the word redemption is used to describe the plan. You could also write a short summary of what Alma and Amulek taught about the following aspects of the plan: the fall, the Redeemer, repentance, death, resurrection, judgment. Notice the effect Amulek's words had on the people. See Alma chapter 11, verse 46. Why do you think these principles had such a powerful influence? How have they influenced your life? See also D. Todd Christofferson, The Resurrection of Jesus Christ, Ensign or Liahona, May 2014. Alma chapter 12, verses 8 through 18. If I will not harden my heart, I can receive more of the Word of God. Some people may wonder why Heavenly Father doesn't make everything known to us. In Alma chapter 12, verses 9 through 14, Alma explained one possible reason God's mysteries are sometimes withheld from us. These questions could help you ponder what he taught. What does it mean to harden our hearts? Do you ever notice this tendency in yourself? Why might the Lord withhold his word from those who have hardened their hearts? Have you ever experienced the promise of receiving a greater portion of the word? See Alma chapter 12, verse 10. What was that experience like? What can you do to ensure that God's Word is found in you? See Alma chapter 12, verse 13. If you have had God's Word in you, what effect would it have on your words, works, and thoughts? See Alma chapter 12, verse 14. For an example of these principles, compare Amulek to the other people of Ammonihah. How does Amulek's experience, see especially Alma chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, illustrate what Alma taught in these verses? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Alma chapter 8, verses 10 through 18. What can we learn from Alma about obeying the Lord speedily? Verse 18, even when it might be difficult. To reinforce this principle with small children, you could play a game where you give instructions for a task and see how quickly family members accomplish it. For instance, you might see who could quickly fold a piece of clothing. Alma chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. What can we learn from Amulek's experience in these verses? What effect did his testimony have on those listening? Invite your family members to make a plan to do one thing this week based on what they learned from Amulek's example. Alma chapter 10, verses 22 and 23. What do we learn from these verses about the influence a group of righteous people can have in a wicked city? Alma chapter 11, verses 34 through 37. What is the difference between Jesus Christ saving us in our sins and from our sins? See Helaman chapter 5, verse 10. See also 1 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. To illustrate what Amulek taught, you might share the story at the beginning of Elder Alan D. Haney's message, Remembering in Whom We Have Trusted, Ensign or Liahona, November 2015. How does Jesus Christ save us from our sins? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Improving personal study. Study the words of Latter-day Prophets and Apostles. Read what Latter-day Prophets and Apostles have taught about the truths you find in the Scriptures. For instance, you could identify a topic in Alma chapters 8 through 12 and look for that topic in the most recent General Conference. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 21.